We're Daf Kuf Aleph Amud Aleph, about 7 lines from the top. In the Mishnah, we learned that a girl who walks out at the age of 12 years old, or a woman that you shouldn't marry with a Rabbanon, a Shania, or a woman who's barren, that you didn't realize that she was barren, an islandess. In all these three cases, there's no ksuva. By an islandess, because you never really married, hopefully it was a mistake. That was a mistake. My menace was never married, Shnia, we want to discourage her from marrying him. So they forfeit the ksuva, nor does she have any payers. That means if the husband ate the fruits of the nichsim malug, he doesn't have to reimburse her, doesn't have to redeem her if she's taken captive. And there's no mezaina, you don't have to feed her. That means if she borrowed money while you were gone, and then she walks out on you, you don't have to reimburse those people who lent money. And nor blois. Blois is that if she gave him clothes and it rotted away, he, even though they're not married anymore, he doesn't have to reimburse her. Yeah, he doesn't have to reimburse her. Then we had a machlekes in the Gemara between Rav and Shmuel, whether when we say b'miyun, it's like you never married, it's only if she walked out. What about if he sent her out? He sent her a get. According to Rav, we say that they were considered married. And according to Shmuel, if he sent her packing, it's no different than a miyun, they were never married. We brought a braisa where clearly he says that even if he gave her he says in the braisa that if he gave her a get, he is forbidden his relatives and she's forbidden her relatives. So Shmuel says, in other words, Shmuel holds that if he sent her away, it is Midrabban, at least because they were married till now. Therefore, after he sent her away, he's not going to marry her sisters. If it was a miyun, they were never married in the first place. So the Lechera Braise is exactly like Shmuel. So the Gemara's question was, what is Shmuel adding to the Braise? So he answered, Shmuel's adding the din that you don't have to wait 3 months. That you don't have to wait 3 months by a normal miyun, but when it comes to a get, you have to still wait 3 months as if she was a normal wife and divorced, and you have to wait 3 months. So up to the Gemara here. Lema, let us say, Ketanoi. Let us say, there's an argument of Tanoim. Rabbi Lezer says, Ain ma'asek tanaklum, whatever she does is nothing. Ain ba'la zakai b'metziyoso. Nor is the husband has any rights in anything that she finds. V'loi b'masiyah, then not in her earnings. You know, while she's underage, v'loi b'hafaras nedara, he cannot annul her vows. V'einu yosha, he doesn't yashin her. V'einu metamilo, he's not metamiter. What's the rule? Klal l'shadavar. Einu ki'ishto l'chol davar. Since only the mother or the brother married her off, it's not really his wife in any respect. Of course she can walk out, it's a miyun, but the only thing she needs is a miyun. She can't just walk out, you need a miyun. But that's it, a shtar miyun, and that's it. That's the opinion of Rabbi Lezer. Rabbi Yeshua says, Masek taneklum, no, while she's married, she's considered married. Ubala zakai b'mitziyosu, we treat her like a wife. And the husband is entitled to anything that she finds, uva masiyadeh, anything she earns, uva hafaras nedarah, and the husband can cancel her nedarim. If you hold that a mufla hasamach leish is mahatayda, we have a machlekes in the Gemara. If a year before her bas mitzvah, her nedarim already mahatayra, or a year before his bas mitzvah, and they're only married in the Rabbanon, how can the Rabbanon cancel a ned of the tayda? So Tayson, the Shem explained that when she makes a ned, it's al das by a woman generally, she makes a ned, she does it thinking or hoping the husband is in agreement. Yeah, so it's as if it's a tonight. The Yorsha, Hini Yashazer, Umitamila, why is Lemon Metamit? If it's a Kohen, why is Lemon Metamit? A Kohen Mahatayda cannot be Metamit, and this woman is Rabbanon married. So she's considered a mes mitzvah. Because we learned before that if you don't get whoever yash, if the family doesn't, remember Yavama, the family doesn't yash in her, he's family, not interested. So therefore, who's going to take care of her? So it's a mes mitzvah. Same thing over here, it's a mes mitzvah. Klalu shadavar, hareik ish l'chol davar. So l'chayda leim rab, who says that what, that she's not your wife, that even, and so too when you throw her out, she's not your wife, the amak rab leza. Ushmuel, amak rab yeshua.
What do you mean? The other thing is that she's a mess mitzvah.
The outcome. Yeah, so the outcome is, it's like an outcome. Not. Yeah.
The practical application.
Exactly.
In Indian, she's not his wife.
That's right. But in the outcome, yeah. It's a lochein, Shmuel says that it is your wife. Don't make Rabbi Yeshua. So what do you want to say? Eli, but Rabbi Lezer clearly says it's not your wife. Kuli amale pligi. According to Rabbi Lezer, no argument. According to Rabbi Lezer, clearly Rabbi Lezer says he's not his wife. Shmuel obviously cannot hold like Rabbi Lezer. Rav holds like Rabbi Lezer. Shmuel holds Rabbi Yeshua. But does necessarily mean that Rav cannot hold Rabbi Yeshua? Lav dafke. Keep pligi li Rabbi Yeshua. The machleik is Rabbi Shmuel is within Rabbi Yeshua itself. Shmuel says, I hold like Rabbi Yeshua. However, Rav, at kan lekom Rabbi Yeshua hasam. You know why Rabbi Yeshua says over there that it's a wife, ela medido ledidei, that everything that he takes from her, he takes her earnings, he takes her metia, he takes everything, he yashins her, he takes everything from her. But what is Rav saying? That things that she's entitled to from him, like taking back the mezainos, taking back the belayas, that she doesn't, we can't on her. Part of the kenas is that whatever she earns goes does go to the husband. But the things that she should be entitled, her entitlements we take away. Her obligations we leave in place. That's how Rav understood Rabbi Yeshua. Mashenge and Shmuel says, I heard exactly Rabbi Yeshua, that's completely your wife. It works both ways. Okay. She does not entitled to bloya. Is the rotten clothing? Who's clothing with the tattered clothing? Who's clothing we're talking about? We're talking about clothes that she brought into the marriage the husband wears, and if it got worn out, he doesn't have to reimburse her. Now remember, she brings in two kinds of properties. She brings in nichse maloig and nichse ten barzom. Nichse maloig are her properties, even in the marriage. They're all hers. We only give the husband the right to eat the pears. But that's it. It's her property. Up and down, fluctuating the price, it's all her gain, her loss. Nichse ten barzom all the way around. It's his property. If you fix an amount in the shtar, this is property worth $300, and when they divorce, or they dies, he has to give her family $300 was fixed, but the property belongs to the husband. So which clothing are we talking about? You told his name is Shmuel. Which is her property, and it's not part of the ksuva, and the paytas belong to the husband. That's when we say that he wore the clothes. In other words, it's like paytas, and he has a right to it. So if it rots, it rots. Which is his property, and it was fixed, assessed in the ksuva, and he takes full responsibility for this property to give it back a certain price. Is what Islam? He has to reimburse her for those clothes. That's what you said. Now let's understand. How about a papa? Hi, which case are three women here? There's a mamenes, a shnei, and islands. Which woman are we talking about here? Ilema a mamenes. You tell me mamenes. That nichse term basil, he has to return the tattered clothing, nichse maloig, and keep it. Idi isnuhu, I don't understand. If the clothes are still existent, then idi shokla, why should we take it away from her? In both cases, it should go back to her. Because even in the case, nichse basil, for sure, it goes back to her. Even in the case of nichse maloig, he is entitled to Paris. Clothes is not Paris, clothes is Karen. Yeah. Be the less no, and if the clothes both rotted away, then Edivida Shockley, it's no longer here that she can say you took my thing over there, because he had every right to use the clothing, because he had right to use the clothing, now it now get ruined. What do you want? Clothes get ruined. It's natural, so therefore she's entitled to nothing. So why make a chilek? Why did Shmuel make a difference? Ella, so obviously it's not talking about a man. Ella, but we're talking about here, talking about islandness. Talking about islandness again. What are we talking about? Is the clothing still around? Then Edivida Shockley. Then why shouldn't he? Why shouldn't she take it back? Islandess means the whole thing was a mekatos. She never got married. So why shouldn't she take the clothes back? Whichever, whether it's Nixon Maloig or the Turn Basel. Either Lester, the clothes are all gone. And he never thought that she was an islandess. He, in all his innocence, he thought that she was a regular wife. And this is part of the deal. He brought in clothes. Why should you have to pay her? Either less, or if anything, this is how it should be. When it comes to nichse maloig, which he's entitled, let's treat clothing like payda the beshusa kaima isla. Sorry, that the property itself belongs to her, and the clothing are considered the property itself, not fruits. The keren. So she's entitled to it. So Nichlo, you should give back to her. Nichse tzem barza de labish, again, belongs to him. Then less, you shouldn't give back to her. Shmuel said for catch. Shmuel said, Nichse tzem barza, which is his, you got to give the clothes back. Nichse maloig, which is hers, you don't give the clothes back. What's the seich on that? No. She owns the clothing. She can take it back for give her sons. She has sons.
Maybe it's men's clothing.
It's men's clothing. Yeah, she has sons.
She's a clothing store.
Yeah, or a new husband one day. So what's the logic? Ella, and we're talking about Shnia, And in each case, we consent to do exactly the opposite of what she's entitled to. The contra rabbonu lido bedidei, the rabbonu consent her when it comes to things that belong to him. Or lidei, we consent him bedido when it belongs to her. In other words, nixim aloig, which really belongs to her, we consent her and we give it to him. And nixit term bazu, which really belongs to him, we consent him and give it to her. Because they're both doing a sin. They're both living in sin. She's asim and the rabbonu to him. That's the logic. What do we learn from Rav Kahana? He says that a shnia has no, that she is not entitled to the nichsim malog, even though it's hers, because we consent her and take away from her. Comes out. What about an ordinary wife? Ila le glima, if an ordinary wife, not a shnia. An ordinary wife brings clothing into the marriage as nichsim malog, will treat nichsim that what? That's it's considered not paid but keren, and therefore belongs to her. Ila le glima karnahav, it's considered keren. And he shouldn't really be wearing it until it rots, because it's not his. It's hers, it's Kedon. He should sell it and with the money buy property and then earn dividends. That's what he should do. Elsewhere, clearly that clothing is considered dividends and it belongs to the husband, not to the wife. Whether clothing is considered dividends or is considered the Kedon principle. Then we said all of these cases ain't lang suv, they're no ksuvim, that none of them have entitled ksuvim. Amash more loishanu. When we say that these three women, Mamenes and Shania and Ailis, are not entitled to ksuvim, elamon of asayim, that which the bezin mandates that every person should give to their wife. Avol toisefes yeshla. But if he gives her a gift of his own, he gives her addition. She's still entitled to that, just because it's also to live together. She's still entitled to it, and so on. Yeah, but he gave it. They did get married. They did. They got so much with us. So what? Shnia. But this is a gift that he gave. Why should she lose that? She's a shnia. A shnia. What is it? Yeah. Yeah. When it comes to islands, we'll see it's different. Tanya Namari learned, Noshim Sha Amru Chachamim. These women, Chachamim said, Ein Leng Suva Kigoin. Hamam Enes, this woman who walks out, or Bechavarisa, and those similar, Ein Lehen Mona Musayim. Avol Toisefes Yeshla. Even my menace is entitled to Toisefes. Because on my menace, you knew that she could walk out. It's not like she cheated or anything else. You knew that if she's not happy, she'll walk out. And yet you gave her extra money. That's a gift. So just because she walks out, why is she? So she forfeit the right to the extra money. So Toisefes, you have to give her. Yeah, similar. Similar situation, yeah. Which was mean a shnia. Well, giving extra money gives an incentive to work out. No, on the contrary, you gave it to her hoping maybe she'd really like you. But it's more to life than just money.
You're saying she's now financially independent.
Where is she getting married? She lived with the guy till 12. She walks out. My man's all it means walks out. Doesn't matter. We don't know if she's married to somebody else.
She didn't decide to get married.
Her father, not her father, her brother or her mother married her off to this guy at the age of 9 years old. So he knew the age of 12, when she's mature, she can say, I walk out. And she has that option. We had a machlekes Rav Shmuel and Yevamis that even they live after 12 years old, if they don't talk about it, they continue having beers, whether we interpret those beers as if she turned that into a kedushin, or she says it's a hemshech of before, which means she can live till 20 and walk out, and so on. Is it so? Yeah. Okay. What do you mean, Chavar Sebel Sinemet? Noshim Sha'amru Chachamim. Those women. So those women, you say they have no ksuvah like a mamenes, they're entitled to the tnai ksuvah, which is the matana. However, those women that we send without a ksuvah, the moshul, we penalize them. Averes Adas, we had before, that she goes against the traditions, v'chavar, says similar to those, Averes Adas, Moshe, Adas, Yisrael, Adas, Yudis, Ein Lehen Toisefes. We cancel them, and they forfeit. Where we cancel also that they forfeit their Toisefes. The Chosh Kein Mona Masai. Those, for example, that we send them out away because there's a rumor that they committed adultery. What happens then? Noitelis mashal foner. She can take back the nichsim malug the yitz and she leaves. Misayel Rav Huna. This supports Rav Huna. Rav Huna said zinsa just because she's mizane loyhiv sida. She does not lose below isa kayamin. If they have clothing that's still existing, she doesn't lose that. Just because she misbehaved doesn't mean she loses her money. Tani Tana Kamer Rav Nachman. They learned from Nachman Zinza. Somebody else wanted to say she's Mazana. We penalize her. If say the Belasa Kayam, she loses her clothes even though they're existing. Amalei im Hizinza Kelea Mizanoi. Just because she sinned, did a Kelim sin? Even though till now we learned that we can't sin everything else. But over here, you know, I guess it's life. Rashi is top of page Belasa Kayamin Beloish and Kayamin. Well, he doesn't lose out. We learn, she does not lose those clothing which are still around. This is the opinion of Nachman, Rabbi Nachim, whose name is nameless in the Mishnah, the Braisa. The Chachamim disagree. They say, she does not lose out her clothing. Rashi, Zudi, Rabbi Nachman, this Tam Braisa, Tani Tani Rabbi Nachman, Rabbi Nachman, that he's generally a lot of the braises have no name. It's Abnachem Stimto. Who harbim mishmo oisam nishnu stam the mishnah braise. Many of the shmuas were said without a name in the mishnah and the braise. So even in the mishnah, many mishnas is Ramnach, not Ramei, but Ramnachem. Even though I'm getting Megillah cooler or Libra Bekiva. Says imitchila nosam. If you knew from the beginning that she was an islander, so she didn't cheat you, deceive you, then the din of the mishnah is that she's entitled to everything. That she's entitled to everything.
He's a
Tana? Yeah. He's a, of course he's a Tana. He's a Stam Mishnah. Ramea, yeah, it's not. But we had that in the beginning of Megillah. No, we had a beginning in Megillah as well. There is in the beginning of Megillah, based on the bottom of it. That when does the machlek is whether you know the form and all that is only in the Tzman Ben Yisrael, not when they're in Golus.
It's very anonymous. I mean, how often do you see
that's a good
Menachem?
Anonymous. Isn't that the best kind of anonymous you can be?
How often do you see that with Menachem and Shas compared to Rabbi Meir?
Megillah that based on from the bottom of the page, but the Gemara said the Kula Libra Rabbi Akiva. So even though Menachem Sertor said it, he followed Rabbi Akiva. And then we have right here. Says the Gemara Vaitel. Actually, he doesn't bring on the side here anywhere. It sounds like from this here, it sounds like this is the only place. But we had no based on Alpha and Megillah. Says the Gemara Vaitel. Imitchilinisas. If she got. Oh, they do. Okay. And our Gemara says, yeah. Im mitchila nesas. I'm gonna have an island is. You knew from the beginning she was an island. She's entitled to all of her entitlements. Isha ve'ena isha. She's in certain respects she's considered a wife, and certain she isn't. Lashi isha ve'ena isha. Pamim isha pamim. Something yes, something isn't. Almona. If a widow marries a kohen gadol, he knew from the beginning they're us with each other. Isha Gemura, even though they're living in sin, it's completely his wife. Now we're going to explain. Island is Isha Ben Isha Hikiba. If he knew all along that she was an islandist, yes, Laksuba, she's entirely Laksuba. Lo Hikiba, if he did not know that she was an islandist, then any Laksuba, the whole thing was an error. Almana, widow, Isha Gemura. Now here's interesting. A widow is completely a wife. Bain Hikiba, Likiba. Let's say the Kohen Gadol married a widow. He thought this was the first marriage. He didn't know that at the age of 11 she's already married, whatever it is. So therefore,
so his children will be halalim or mamzerim.
Halalim. But the din here by Amona, it seems like whether he knew, even if he did not know, so he was deceived. Yesh lo ksuba. She's still entitled to a ksuba. Rabbi Yehuda says achazu va'achazu isha ve'ena isha. That even Amona, if she deceived him, then she's not entitled to a ksuba. Hikabo yesh lo ksuba. Hikabo ein lo ksuba. Rashi. Amona can go bechetz because she can't show dosa. She Amona. Okay, biting one. Mesve asked a question. We learned. Konza becheska she came. He married her thinking that this is how she was. Then nimtzas it turned out to be. So the machlek is Rav Huna and Rav Yehuda. Rav Huna says when it comes to almana, it makes no difference if she deceived him or not. She's entitled to ksuba. According to Rav Yehuda, the same thing applies to almana. Just like by islanders, if she deceived him, she forfeits it. Sigmar asked a question. The Braise said, "Konta b'chesed Kain." He married her thinking that she's an almon. She told him. When himtzah she came, it turned out to be she's an almon. Yes, like so, but she didn't deceive him. So it's clear from here. Hostomer. Let's say she didn't say anything, so, and you were under the impression that she was a first time marriage. Then ain't look so, she forfeits the ksuba. Akasha and Rabbi Yehuda. Sigmar Rabbi Yehuda says, "No, who told you to make that deal? Loi tamer. Don't learn hostomer ain't look so. Leima say." You thought that she, you were told that she wasn't. But stumble, if you, in other words, wish she lied, I agree. I agree, said Rabbi Yehuda, if she lied to him outright and she said, look, I was never married before. Turns out to be she was. She's a liar. So the whole thing is Mekatot. But she said nothing. You just made an assumption that she was never married before. Turned out to be that she was married before. Then she, according to Yehuda, she's not forfeit or ksuva. And that's how you medayik in the Braisa. Only because she said and she lied. But if she didn't say anything, she does not forfeit or ksuva. So the Gemara, so you want to be medayik or stomach and ksuva. Sorry. Why does the Braisa say? Why does the Braisa say that the only time she's entitled to ksuva is if she was open up front and she told him I'm an amana, turned out to be she was an amana. The Braisa big chiddush. Even if she said nothing, and you thought that she was not an amana, turned out to be she was. She's still entitled. Isn't that a big chiddush? Yeah, in the say stam. Shulah will know if she clearly said it and turned out to be. Boy, Tony Kansa, however, oi, furthermore, Tony, it says, Kansa, but you do, Nimtaz, but you do, yes, look, it says, if he married her knowing that she's not mother, turned out to be, that she's entitled to Ksuva. Kansa stam, says in this other Bryce, if she married stam, ain't look, Ksuva. Says clearly in this other braisa that if he married thinking that she was not almana, she never said a word, but he just had that wrong impression.
He never asked.
Still, it's considered mekach tos, and she forfeits aksum. So to Yufti Rav Huna,
there's an assumption that when you enter a marriage, you assume that the first time.
Yeah. Is a kasha. My answer is Rav Huna, masnisa at isay. What caused Rav Huna to make that mistake? Rav Huna was under the impression that Almana is different than an Ayinless. By an Ayinless, make a difference whether he knew or he didn't know. By Almana, she thought, because Almana, there's no difference whether he knew, whether he didn't know, she's never entitled. Says the Gemara, she's always entitled. Says the Gemara, what led Rav Huna to make the mistake? Whoso he thought, mid the kamaflik, by Ayinless, that we make a difference by an Ayinless, whether he knew or he didn't know. But like kamaflik, by Almana, we make absolutely no difference. Sounds like that even by Almana, even if he didn't know, she's still entitled to Ksuva. Meklal, Dalmana, feel the stomach, Namisla, even if he didn't know, she's still entitled to Ksuva. However, Velay, he learned it wrong. Kiktoni lol Almana, Apluk to the islands. Almana is a hemshech of the mission of islands. Whatever conditions by an island apply to Almana. By an island, it's only if he knew for sure that she's an island. She's entitled to the Ksuva. Otherwise, he was deceived. By Almana, exactly the same thing. Even though she didn't say anything, if you were under the wrong impression, it's like you were deceived, and she forfeits Ksuva. Hadn aloch Almana nezenis. Mishnah. Hanoi says Isha. It's her duty to reveal her status because it can affect him. Exactly.
That's in any kingdom.
Yeah, yeah.
Sister, I'm buying this and this for this and this reason.
We're able to have an impact. It'll have an impact on your business, my personal life.
If you're selling a secondhand car, you've got to let them know that it's secondhand. It's
exactly.
A used car.
Mm-hmm. I know he says, Isha, where it makes a difference. If you would be marrying Yisrael, don't have to tell Yisrael whether I was married before, and that's irrelevant. I know he says, Isha, if somebody marries a woman, Uposke Imo, he made up with her.
It's
true, yeah.
It's a monetary issue.
If somebody marries a woman and he made up with her, Kadeshi Yazun has beat the Chomishanim. A guy married a woman, he said, look, I take upon myself to take care, to do child care, take care of your kid from somebody else for 5 years. Chayiv Lazun Chomishanim. He has to feed her for 5 years. What about they divorced? He still has to continue feeding her, even though they're no longer married, because you made an obligation and that's a commitment. Nisa's lacher. What if she married somebody else in between? Even though she got remarried, you still have to fulfill your obligation feeding her child for 5 years. But that's what you made up.
What about his new father feeds the
orphan? Oh, then you give money. Lo yema, child support. If you make up child support, you got to continue it.
It's a contract.
Yeah, it's a contract.
Your original child support would be under condition.
If you wrote condition, if you didn't write condition, lo yema harishin. It's irrelevant. You made a commitment.
Well, you committed to
support this child. Don't say, L'kishatave etzli azune, when you get remarried to me, I'll continue feeding your child. He has to go and deliver the money or the food to where the mother is. What happened? She married a second person. So the second person will say, you know what? You need $200 a week to live. I'll join the first husband and we'll give you $100. Each husband committed to $200 a week. or mezainis, one husband pays for the food, the other husband gives the equivalent $200 cash to this girl, child support. Nisas, if the mother if the girl now married, the girl herself or the child that you're supporting got married, so the new husband has to give this girl now food. The hen and the two former fathers, a commitment is a commitment. You got to continue giving her the money. The stepfathers. Meisu, the both stepfathers died. Binay saying their own daughters, only entitled to get their food, their provisions from her free estate, because it's not a chayv. This young girl, it's a commitment, it's a loan. If there's no money left and no funds left in the estate, she can go to property that were unsold. If she kabbalas chayv. So the hapikchim, like Yehuda said, the intelligent ones, when they want to give child support, you know what they write in the child support? As long as we're happily married, I'm more than happy to support your son. You walk out of me, you're not getting a grush.
Terms and conditions apply.
That's it. Rashi, let's say she remarried after she divorced her husband. She's probably actually claiming him. If she would be living with me, I'm more than happy to feed her son or daughter. But not from this stage. Since it's not a fixed amount, it's not fair to that somebody bought a property, they should have to continuously feed. But the heen is zaynis, this girl does, oisa habash, he kebalas chayv, yesh alein shtar mazaynis, a shtar and there's a fixed amount, 5 years. So if he clearly stipulates, I'm prepared to give child support as long as we're married, then that's it. So, this is Bavaran, that if he dies, or she dies, or divorce, no more. It says the Gemara, eat more of an inch in machlekes. A guy says to his friend, I owe you $100. He said, I owe you $100 in front of a bunch of people. We don't see any loan, nothing. He said in front of a bunch of people, I owe you $100. The shlokish, I'm a potter. Why is he chayiv? There's no loan here. Maybe just I'm talking. Hey, what's exactly the case here? There were two people standing. They said, guys, listen to this carefully. I want you to testify later in case we have a dispute. Then my time with the shlokish, the kapotter, if he said clearly for to aid him, I owe him money, then what's the shaila here? And if he did not say, stop, I'm talking to you and I say, I owe you $100. And I didn't, even though people listening and milling about, I didn't tell them to be my Adim, then my time, I'm just joking. So why am I committed to pay you? Why does the say, I have to owe you? He said to the guy, I owe you $100. And he wrote it in a shtar in front of these people without telling them Adim. Now, shtar is very much more serious. Sounds like it's real. So Rabbi Yechon Amar Chayiv. Exactly. Alima milsu the shtara kemando amlu atemeidai dami. Because he recorded in the shtar and he made that effort, it's not stop joking. Nobody jokes around and writes it down. So it's as if he said to the people around, you guys witnessed this event, and therefore you chayv. Yishlok his potter, loy alima milsu the shtara. He doesn't agree with this shtara. Rashi. Idam lo shaymin atemeidai shani moidlam amoide. My time is shlok the potter, and I'm an edin, achi in fenenu hoidloi. Sorry, aid. Shiyaymu fenenu hoidloi. In front of us, he was moide alma hoide fenenu chayv. The problem there was a single aid, but in front of two aidim is chayiv.
Except the man receiving the $100.
He's happy as Larry.
But he knows he doesn't return.
No, you give me a present. It's a commitment. You give me a present.
It's kind of like somebody doesn't give him stock.
Yeah, I'm gifting you.
So in other words, he's saying we had a business deal. I owe some money. So he's getting it for business. He's not getting for stock.
Exactly. Oh, you lama lada shayim lata meyadi. My time in Abayach no kaim lana hospital nedim so shayim lata meyadi. He only wrote it down. He is potted. Even though we have a general rule, if I produce a star that I owe you money, you can collect from me. There's a different level of a star. They're just talking about I write why I owe you $100. I borrow from you $100 and I owe it to you. Then, even though it's only an IOU, it's a commitment. It's a shtar. Here, I didn't say I just wrote, I owe you $100. Why? So it's not. We don't know how to treat this. Is he jesting or is it serious? Because he didn't say, you lent me money and therefore I owe you. He just said, stop, I owe you money. Maybe stop talking. Let him write down on his own signature on a piece of paper, a clay, but not on the parchment. My time, he'll forget, but he'll lose this, and we'll find and add things. Just by signing your signature, if you wrote, I borrowed money, that's a star, and everyone agrees you're chayv. I will hocha hochi because here you wrote, chayv and yorachman, like chasimbay. You wrote $100, didn't write about, and you didn't sign. You just wrote it. You wrote that I owe you $100, I, Reuven, but this owe you $100. But you didn't sign on the bottom. And he didn't explain why. So Rabbi Yechazal Lima Mills was starting to hoil from Moshe. Since two things, I wrote it down, and there's a bunch of people there, even though I didn't tell them clearly. Okay, so tonight we learned in our Mishnah just two more lines. I know he say yes, Isha. If you marry a woman who poske imoy, made up with him, lozoinas bita chamish, I'll feed your daughter for 5 years. Chayiv lozoinas chamish, I gotta feed 5 years. My love, ki hagavna. There's no aid him or anything else. Probably in this way, he just wrote it on a piece of paper. But I will feed your daughter. So we see that what, like Rabbi Yechon Yechai, Rashi, Malaga Gavna, Ma Eidus Yeshla La'achas Man B'Dov, what testimony, witness does she have? Lavke Gavna, this fashion, Shemosa Loshtar Bifnei Eidim, he wrote, he produced a star from Eidim, because of by ploying the Kibbalov, this guy takes upon himself, Kach, Ein Shom Le'kinyin, Le'chsima, the ever star Chosim, the other Malam member, what's a Chiddush if he had proper star? Of course he has to pay it. Says he, no, B'Shtari Psikta, we're talking about Tanoim, by a Chosim Kala Tanoim, and what's so special about Tanoim? Who could have Gidl Lam, Gidl Marav, Kama Atanoisi Labincha, Kama Kachver Kachver, husband, the Chatanim, sit down, no, so how much are you giving for your son, for the wedding? Not, and how much are you giving for your daughter? And he says, I'll give so much, but Kama Atanoisi Labincha, how much are you giving for your daughter, Kachver Kach, Omdu Vikichu, then they proceeded based on that agreement, they went ahead and they made collusion. Kanu, they made a kinyan, even though there's nothing happened, no kinyan. Hain, dvarim, haniklim bamira. We are so convinced that they really meant it, because based on this, they went ahead and they got married. This is a commitment for life. That's good enough. That's considered like a shtar. And therefore, that's a chiddush. Even though this kind of shtar is different. Shtar is Rashi, shtar is psikta. Hachosn v'akala, poiskin tonoim, shemei make tonoim. Bifnei, in front of witnesses. V'edim, choisnim, edus gemura. And the edim... So there is something signed. If so, in came maile mozi chiddush. It's like he's going to lack a kinyan. Even though the Aiden, there's no kinyan between us, El Dvarim, only words. But you don't need a kinyan.
So
what's
the
Aiden
like? No.
That's it. Yeah.